You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for your blood. Washes us white as snow. Thank you for healing. The healers in the house. Thank you for the healing power that is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. Thank you for paying the price for us. We can live in victory because of what you did for us. We can have joy because of what you did for us. Hallelujah. Let us not take it for granted. Let us walk in the fullness of the things that you've won for us, Lord. We worship you here tonight in the center of Los Angeles and Hollywood. We go back into the enemy's camp and we take back what's been stolen. We take it back by force. We take back Los Angeles for you, Jesus. We say, Los Angeles for Jesus. Have your way in this city, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Move, 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 move. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise a few people here. No, it's big. Things happening. Big to the Lord. And we go back into the enemy's camp and we say, California for Jesus. We won't move to Texas. We won't move to Florida. We won't move to where it's easy. We if we're called to be here, we make a stand for California. Hallelujah. It is not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are with us, the greater one on the inside of us. You are our source for courage. And you will lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you for your presence. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, Brandon, LA's different. It's hard to park and it's hot. Jesus is worthy of it all. I know I'm supposed to be here. It costs a lot of money and I know I'm supposed to be here. I know I am. Jesus is worthy of it all. Hallelujah. God loves California. He loves California. There's no state like California. No state like California. You can line up any other state, and the spiritual history of California will destroy that state. What God has done from this very state is supernatural. And it's God saying, my hands on this state. And the greater days of the Lord are not behind, but they're ahead. And where the fires fell last, they will fall again. And it's going to be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit where man won't get the glory. It's going to be Jesus. Hallelujah. They people will come from everywhere just because they want to be with Jesus. Who preached tonight? Jesus. What happened during worship? I don't even know what song they sang. Jesus. Amen. That's what I want. All the other stuff, I don't care for that. I want him. Hallelujah. I know I'm with some hungry people here right now. I want Jesus. I love the anointing of God. That's what changed my life. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is what changes people's life. California is too far gone. They need an encounter with the Holy Spirit. They need an encounter with the presence of God. So we say, yes, Lord, move across the state. Use us to be that vessel. Use us to carry you everywhere we go. That we get out of the religion and we just get into that relationship. And we let the rivers flow like they're called to flow. Out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Anything that's trying to stop those rivers is broken from this night forth. We will experience the rivers of the Holy Spirit flowing out from us in a way we've never sensed before. We thank you, Lord, for it. That we thank you, Lord. We call that forth. the darker it is, the brighter we shine. And we will shine forth in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You're standing. Get your seats. There's my buddy. Looking good. Appreciate each and every one of you being here, making the journey to be with us. There's Alex. Hallelujah. Got a Tesla shirt on. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Pastor Joseph, Sean. Joseph, come up here and greet the people. Pastor Joseph, dear friend of mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you are just so excited about what God is doing in California, all over the world? It's just beautiful to not only know what God is doing, but know that He is allowing us to be a part of it, which just makes me so excited. I'm reminded of a prophetic word. I believe it was one of the prophets from Kansas City. He said he had a vision and an encounter from the Lord. And Jesus told him that He saved the best for last at this last time. And so I think about that, just how God has preserved each of us for this final outpouring of the Spirit and to manifest His love and His goodness. And I'm just thankful to God for it, and thankful to God for Brandon and Destiny, amen, for hosting events like this, because it helps prepare the ground. It helps till the soil. Is that what you say? To prepare for what God's wanting to do. And so I'm honored to be here. And thank you so much for hosting this, Brandon.
We love you. Hallelujah. So thankful for godly friends that love Jesus. You can have fun together. You know, when you serve the Lord, you can have fun. You're called to have fun and to have joy. And I'm so thankful for Pastor Joseph and Sean, all of you guys. You guys are special. You're special to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're here. We're here, Des. We're here, right, in Los Angeles. You know, why do we, you know, usually we meet in Chino, California. And I want to share a little bit. I felt led to speak tonight about the Holy Spirit. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. Thank God the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Thank you for coming. He speaks to us, and we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, people, if you can't hear God, you can't, you know, when people said, oh, I heard the Lord, I heard God, God spoke to me, it's the Holy Spirit spoke to you. He showed, and the Holy Spirit's relaying the message from God the Father. Jesus is in our heart through the Holy Spirit. When Stephen was stoned, And he cried out, don't let this sin come against their charge. And he saw the heavens open. He said, I see God and I see Jesus. But he had the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. And He'll never leave us. And I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. We have Him, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit so vital and so key. And we need to hear His voice. And the Holy Spirit leads us. It's you just have a leading, just like how you know it's your name. You just have this leading. Oh, go here, or maybe I want you to do this. And the more you listen to that and practice that and obey the voice, the more clear you can be on that wavelength. You know, I've talked to so many people, young guys and ladies and older people, all types, and they talk to me. I'm going through a horrible time and I try to get back. Oh, what's the Lord telling you? Well, 10 years ago, the Lord told me to do this, and I haven't done it. Okay, get back to that. Make that decision. Everything else is jacking everything up. We got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and have fellowship where it's not just us having these machine gun religious prayers every day. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you. I'm highly favored. Thank you. I'm anointed. Everywhere I take my foot treads, I have property. I have my domain. I have my authority. Thank God for that, but there needs to be fellowship where you're not the only one talking all the time, because you can't do it on your own self. You need the Lord to speak to you. You need the Holy Spirit to have that fellowship with you and to lead you. That's his main thing. Jesus said that. He'll show us things to come. And just us having this meeting, the way it came about, like I said, we're usually in Chino. Suburbs, parking is maybe a lot easier. It's totally different from Los Angeles. But I felt the Holy Spirit say this, Brandon, I want you to have a meeting in Los Angeles. And it's not like I heard a booming voice, my son, meeting in LA. I just knew I need to have a meeting in LA. And the Holy Spirit will give you a confirmation of it. God, he'll use people and they don't even know it. And they'll say something and it'll hit your spirit. And you'd be like, okay, have a great night. And you go back in your car and you go, that was God. I know that's the Lord. That's confirmation. And that happened to me. I felt this leading. I even told Destiny, I feel like we need to have a meeting in Los Angeles. We need to be in the center of LA to pray, to allow the Holy Spirit to move and just to spend time with Jesus. I told Destiny that. Naturally thinking, will people come? Your natural mind tries to get in the way, but you were not led by that. We're called to be led by the Spirit. So then we got invited a few weeks ago to a meeting. It was a closed-door meeting with a very, very, one of the most well-known preachers on the face of the planet. There's about 30 people there, and he's talking. He's sharing about the Lord, sharing about the Holy Spirit. And then he said this, in all my life of ministry for 45 years, I've seen amazing things, you know, cities shaken by the power of God, the miraculous. And he started to share about his preparation, how he prepares himself for ministry, how he prepares himself to be sensitive and to yield to the Holy Spirit. And then he shared all the different examples, how the Holy Spirit led him to go here and how God moved. And then he started talking about Los Angeles. And this minister doesn't live in Los Angeles. He lives in Florida. And he said this, the Lord's been speaking to me about California and specifically been talking to me about Los Angeles. And he called it, he referred to it as the grumblings of the Spirit. He said, I know it's so strong that God is moving in the city of LA that I'm buying a place out here. And I'm going to come out here more frequently. Why? Because God is doing something in this city. So when I heard that, and then he said this, it's not going to come by only one way, prayer. He said, it's only going to come by young people, all people, getting on their knees and praying. And when I heard that, I said, okay, thank you. I'm going to get the place in LA. I'm going to hook up myself with that word. I know that's from God because I truly believe God is moving in this city in a way that will be truly supernatural. The outpouring, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Aren't you thankful for that? But it takes you and I praying, contending for it. Where we're not satisfied with the normal. We're not satisfied with church as normal. Thank God for them, but no, we want the true, the anointing and the presence of God. Hallelujah. So we have that fellowship with the Lord. And I want us to look here. If you have your Bibles, you can turn. If not, it's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Turn to John chapter 16. Verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus is speaking. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He's a Spirit of truth, not deception, not trying to trick you. He's the Spirit of truth. When the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit, one of his main things is to show you and I things to come. Just like I felt that leading. Oh, I think I need to have this prayer meeting in LA. What? That's the Holy Spirit showing me things to come. I go to the meeting. That man of God, the minister, starts talking. Hey, God's calling LA. It's going to only come by prayer, much prayer. I'm so convinced by it. I'm moving here. What? He's showing that man of God things to come. Even how this meeting, these prayer meetings started, he showed me, and then he showed other ministers. I would be at meetings, and I'd be in the back and talking to him. Hey, Brandon, you need to have a meeting. You need to have a prayer meeting. You need to stir up the people while you're over here. What? He shows us things to come. Hallelujah. Without the Holy Spirit, without the anointing of God, the messages will be hot air, dry, won't change people's life. We need the Holy Spirit flowing out of us. We need the anointing. We need oil from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what's going to change Los Angeles. That's what's going to shake this city, the anointing and the presence of God. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You guys okay? It's a little warm, but... And we're going somewhere. I really sense the Lord right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're very familiar with this. Paul says this, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration, I pray tonight, a demonstration of what? Of the Spirit and of power." It says in the Amplified Version, it says this, "The Holy Spirit operating through me, his power stirring in the minds of listeners and persuading them." I pray the Lord uses me tonight, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. The power of God will so come upon you here in the room, you watching online, and it will be a stirring in your heart, a stirring of the fire in your heart, and persuade you that the city of Los Angeles experiences the Holy Spirit and the power of God where they're persuaded. That's what's going to persuade them. That's what's going to change their life. It is the power of God. Azusa Street, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was the power of God. People falling out by the bus station. People going into this room, packed in there. William Seymour, a man yielded to the Holy Spirit. His message was praying in the Spirit, and they wanted to be in the atmosphere. It was the presence of God. Amen. For Jesus, they came to meet with Jesus. And when someone's yielded to Jesus, when someone's fully yielded to the Holy Spirit, people will come from everywhere just to be in the room. Why did people from all these different denominations go into these stadiums with Catherine Kuhlman to hear her message? No, there was a presence in the room. There was a power in the room. And they wanted to be in that atmosphere. But if you've never experienced that atmosphere, you're lost. You get stuck in this routine, going to meeting. But when the presence of God, the power of God, so touches you and transforms your life, nothing else will satisfy you. Jesus is real. And that's what Paul said. The Holy Spirit operating through them. I didn't come with this eloquent speech. I came even trembling. But the Holy Spirit used me. The power of God used me and persuaded the people listening. Hallelujah. He'll show us things to come. It's so you hear people all the time, "Oh, you know, we love God, but we never know what next year holds." Or, you know, "Your life is always in his hand and it's just a mystery with God. It's like you're going down this dark road and, you know, you never know where it's going to turn." No, that is a lie. It says the Holy Spirit will show you. He'll lead you. And we'll look here. verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. If you stop there, oh, that's great. You know, big things. You know, you love God. You haven't seen it. You haven't heard it. All the big things God has prepared for you that love God. But verse 10, it says this, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit reveals it to us. Not just little things in God, but deep things in God. And he'll show us things to come. And I know that's why we're here in California. I know that's why the Lord's led you to be here. I know some of your stories. And it's part of the Holy Spirit showing us things to come. And guess what? We get to be a part of this move of God that is happening here. And it's not going to just be in the churches. It's going to be in the acting realm. It's going to be in the business realm. That's what I like. The moves of the Holy Spirit know no walls. They don't know where to stop. It just hits everybody. That's what I want. I'm hungry for the real. I'm hungry for the real. Hallelujah. Ricky, could you put on a little pad, Pastor Ricky? I'm hungry for the real. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why we're here, the Holy Spirit showing us things to come here in Los Angeles. And we hook up with that. We hook up with that. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We put our focus on the Lord. We put our focus on him. When you put your focus on him, nothing else matters. What we're doing right now, even as I'm talking, just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. But what we're doing right now is standing in the gap. We're standing in the middle. We're interceding. Interceding on behalf of California, Los Angeles. We put our focus on the harvest. We put our focus on what the Lord's doing here in this city and what's about to come forth. We don't put our focus on the negativity. We put our focus on the Lord. Even with Abraham, you know, God spoke to Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. What did Abraham do? Good. I'm glad you're going to destroy them. They deserve it. No, Abraham stood in the gap. Hey, can you save it for 50? Can you save it for 50? There's a lot of Christians right now. Oh, destroy California. Destroy LA. Do it. Yeah, have your way. I want them to break off in the ocean and sink. But Abraham, he didn't look at Sodom and Gomorrah was a wicked place. What does Abraham do? He doesn't focus on all the wickedness. He goes, God, please spare him. Stand in the gap. I'm standing in the gap. Can you do it for 50? God, yeah, I'll do it for 50. What? He's interceding on their behalf. That's what we got to do. We got to stand in the gap. As long as you're living here, you can't take every day just by a normal day. Just wake up, Lord, use me. I'm going to stand in that gap. Let me speak blessings over California, over my city, over this state. Stand in the gap. Moses stood in the gap. That's what it means. You're interceding on someone's behalf. You stand there and you pray. Moses stood in the gap. He interceded. God wanted to destroy the Israelites. What did Moses say? Hey, don't do it. Don't do it. What if you destroy them out in the desert? Then all the gods of it, the Egyptians will say, look, our gods destroyed them. Their God failed them in the desert. What? Moses stood in the gap. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, they're hard-necked. Yeah, they're crazy. They serve other gods. They're doing crazy stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's what we got to do. We got to stand in the gap. We intercede on behalf of California, on behalf of Los Angeles. You know how many times I wanted to give up on California, Los Angeles, forget it. But the Lord, you know, I get by myself. I hear the Holy Spirit say, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But God, I want to do this. I want to have a house. I want to go here. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll mess it up. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the presence of God. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, just take it right now. Healing, take it. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Show us things to come. Speak to people's hearts right now. Encourage your believers. Encourage your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Encourage, encourage. We make that stamp. We stand in the gap. We say California for Jesus. Los Angeles is going to experience an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in a way that's going to shake the entire world. People will come from far, the east, all everywhere to be in this place because Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when we get to stand before the King of Glory, we won't be standing there with our wives and our husbands. It'll be us. And we'll look into his eyes, the eyes of love, and we'll say, God, we did what you called me to do. I didn't back up. I didn't quit. I didn't go somewhere easier. I did what you called me to do. I made a stand. Yeah, I wanted to quit, but I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't do it. And I didn't do it. That's what I want. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Show us things to come. I was with a friend yesterday, a pastor, and we were having coffee. We were sitting outside because everyone was sitting inside because it was 110 degrees. So the only place we could sit was outside. And we sat there and talked for 2 hours, talking about the things of God. And he told me, this is a man of prayer. He spends time in prayer. It's truly amazing. Someone sold out to God, consecrated to God for 30, 40 years. And we're talking. And he goes, Brother B, he calls me Brother B. Brother B, do you remember that dream I had from the Lord 5 years ago about you? I said, yes, I do. He said, that thing, it burns on inside of me. I think about it every day. So we started talking about it. And this is literally 5 years ago that he had this dream. But I remember when he told me this dream. It was from the Lord. It encouraged me because at the time, whenever it happened, I needed encouragement. You talk about being on the last straw. I was there. I was trusting God like no other for everything. Finances. We were living in Los Angeles, an apartment. I felt like I obeyed the Lord to go, and I'm trusting God. I have all these pressures, you know, bills, everything. I'm hardly, you know, I'm up at night praying every night. Destiny's like, go to bed. God's got it. And I needed the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good sometimes when you get there, you just need God to speak to you. So that was 5 years ago, and he called me. He said, this is a dream from the Lord. I want you to hear it. And when he told me this, I played it off real cool. Like, oh, okay, let me hear it. But I knew it was the Lord. I was like, this is, okay, let me hear it. So this is what the dream was. And I was praying about it today, and I felt led to share it. I don't think I've ever shared it publicly. But he said, Brandon, I was with you, and we were in your house. He said we were wearing all white, like a white gown. And he said, I'm walking around your house. And he says, you're happy, you're full of joy. And he said, I went over to your window and I looked out your window and I saw chaos. I saw destruction. I saw craziness, kind of what's happening right now. Los Angeles, you look on the news, what's happening in LA, other cities, chaos, destruction. What? The devil, the enemy. He's mad. He knows his time's coming up. He said, I saw that. I saw complete chaos. Then I saw the American flag shredded in half. Not just like a clean cut, but like if an animal shredded the American flag in half. I saw it, and he said, I was alarmed. And I'm looking at that. And he said, I ran over to him and grabbed him and said, don't look at that. Don't put your focus on that. I want you to look at this. He said, I carried him. I walked him over to the kitchen. And he said, I opened up this beautiful refrigerator. He said, when you opened it up, it was full of fruit. Luscious fruit, overflowing fruit. He said, I told him in the dream, don't focus on that. Focus on this. And I know that's for all of us, that we put our focus on the right things, that we don't focus what's going on, but we put our focus on what the Lord sees, the fruit, the harvest that's here. It's a plentiful harvest, a ripe harvest. And even right now in these times, these economic times, God is going to be our source, our provision, and to supply for us no matter what. He'll make a way where there is no way. He is the great way maker. Hallelujah. That we put our focus like Moses. He stood in the gap. He interceded on Israel's behalf. He didn't put the focus on what they did. He said, God, don't do it. Don't do it. What's Egypt going to say? Abraham, hey, he tried. At least he tried. Hey, don't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, put the focus on this. 50, 40. That we focus, put our focus on what the Lord's doing here. And the harvest, like Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful. It's ready. And we call forth that harvest. Thank you, Jesus, showing us things to come. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for that? Aren't you thankful for that? Jesus, Jesus, praise you, Lord. We yield to the Holy Spirit. He's in this place. Can't you sense the presence of the Lord in here? Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, we lift you up. We lift you up. Praise you, Lord. Just recently, just keep your eyes closed, but recently, just put your eyes on the Lord. I was at a meeting and long story, I got called for someone, the person prayed for us, and then I ended up being on the platform with this minister, ministering with people and praying for people. Only God, right? A packed full room. Someone I've always looked up to in ministry, and I'm next to him, and I got to be with them and spend the whole, even after the service, got to spend the whole time with them in the back room talking to him. Only God. And I was so blessed and so thankful. Hallelujah. But I sensed a shift since that night. I really sensed a shift in my ministry and me personally. I physically felt different. Spiritually, I felt different. I've only told my wife, maybe one other person. I've just been quiet about it. Hallelujah. But I got quiet before the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, He spoke to me. He said this, Brandon, I've allowed that night to happen to you as a gift to you from me for staying in California. Isn't that beautiful? For you staying in California, that night happened for you. What if I was another state? That night would have never happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, more. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The King of glory. King of glory. The King of glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brasa kerebrese. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We put our focus on you. We put our focus on you. LA, never the same. California, never the same. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord. Pray right now. Hallelujah. Never the same. Never the same. A holy moment right now. You and the Lord. A shifting gears up to a higher level. higher level in the things of God. Nothing will satisfy us. Why did we drive? Why did we come here? For you, Jesus. For you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the soil. Thank you for the ground of California. Thank you for the harvest is coming forth. Thank you, people will know you, Jesus. Thank you for outpouring of your presence, outpouring of your glory. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Hunger, a hunger, an intensity, a hunger, Father, a hunger for you. Hunger for you, hunger for you, a taking off, that we take off, that we take off, nothing holding us back, our past not holding us back, people not holding us back, that we take off in the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you for the glory. Lord, we thank you for the glory in California. We thank you, Lord, for the glory. Your glory in, that will fill the place, that fill the state of California, that will fill Los Angeles. Lord, we pray for that. We pray that forth. We pray forth the glory. We pray it forth. We pray it forth, crashing in on us, a crashing in on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Denomination lines destroyed. Camps destroyed. One body. One body. One body. Lord, we thank you for the one body. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Yielded to you. Yielded to you. Kerebroso. Lasa cambrasa. Freshness. A freshness. A freshness. Not taking yourself so seriously. A freshness. A joy. A joy, fresh water. Thank you for the fresh water, not the pond water. Fresh water, fresh water. I pray people's personalities to be enhanced. People's, the dumbing down to be unlocked, to be fresh. Enhancement, enhancement. Thank you for the enhancement. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for joy. Thank you for joy, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The acting industry shaken by the power of God. Christian actors on fire for God. They will see the hand of the Lord upon these actors. People giving their lives to Jesus. Crashing in on the sets. Crashing in on the business conference meetings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We call it forth. Kerebroso. Thank you, Jesus. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. More, more, more. More, more, more. Personal. We serve a personal God. Personal God. You speak into the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord minister to you. Kerebroso. Kerebrasa. Kerebroso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. Begins with us. Begins with us. It begins with us. Begins with you. Begins with you. Pray right now, Lord, let it begin in me. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks for the glory. Thank you for the glory. Heavy, weighty, kabod, heavy glory. Thank you, Lord. Filling this studio right now. Filling this studio right now. Confirm your word, Lord. Confirm your word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. What you do in private with the Lord will bleed out into the public. Hallelujah. You spending time with the Lord, your secret place, your private time, it will bleed out. It won't just stay in that closet. It will come forth. Not that we do it for that, but it will come forth. Hallelujah. Starts with us. Hallelujah. Starts with us. We want it, Lord. Why do we spend time, effort, money to come here, Lord? We desire. It starts with us. Starts with us. Thank you, Jesus. Never the same. Never the same. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Lord. Hallelujah. That we don't get in a hurry. We don't get in a hurry. What's the hurry? What's the hurry? What's the hurry? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Crashing in on this place. Over the airways, you're crashing in. More, more, more. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. The atmosphere of your presence. Whatever you need, take it. Hallelujah. Take it. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's doing things. Things are happening right now. Yield to Him. Yield to the Lord. Things are happening right now. Praise you, Jesus. What's prayer? Fellowship. Fellowship. Praise you.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.